And the big Academy Awards. So congratulations to her.
Yeah, it's really, she's done great. She's hit the ground running out here. She's working for a celebrity stylist team out here. And so she's been crazy busy since the beginning of the year just for the entire styling season. But it's really exciting stuff. So.
Although Alice and Janney certainly didn't thank her during her acceptance speech. I was very put off by that.
I think she started it with, "I have nobody to thank," actually.
Right, she did.
And funny. What are you doing with yourself? Can you reveal that the last time we spoke to you?
Yeah. Last time I spoke, I had a job lined up, and this was, now I don't work there anymore, so I suppose I can reveal it. I was working for Apple's radio station, which is called Beats One Radio, and they are, I guess it's because it's Apple, they're very, like, secretive, and I had to sign, like, non-disclosure agreements and all sorts of crazy stuff, so I didn't really want to,
like Stormy Daniels had to sign.
Similar, yeah. Very similar.
Yeah, right. But now, I'm now working for a podcast company out here. So it's great. It's way more in my wheelhouse. I'm working a lot with audio and stuff, so I'm really liking it.
Good.
That's
you deserve
good to
it.
Know.
Yeah. You deserve it. All right, let's talk about this incident that took place. Was this Friday or Saturday?
This was Saturday.
Saturday afternoon. All right, so you and Sarah are out shopping at a very, very nice shopping area.
Yes, it's called the Glendale Galleria out here. It's kind of similar from my experience to like the Oakbrook Terrace where it's a lot of open air type stuff, but it also has an indoor portion of the mall as well.
Yeah.
But it was the day after my birthday, so we were out having fun. I wanted to buy a pair of shoes. You know, that's not too much.
Boy, he's never changed. He's never going to change.
Right.
You and your shoes.
Well, I was trying to, like, get out of my comfort zone. I want a white pair of shoes.
Oh.
White so pair. California.
Like Pat Boone.
Well, actually, Bill Leff is my inspiration with his white New Balance.
Oh, yeah. Good. I'm glad to see I've rubbed off on you.
God.
So what should
Aren't
have been...
Aren't you married to a stylist? Have her, you know, style you, please.
So what should have been, Kevin, it should have been a normal day of a newly married couple out shopping for some birthday shoes, but then things got a little dicey, didn't they?
Yeah, so we stopped in a cafe for a little, like, light lunch, and then we decided to walk out. This was in the outdoor portion of the mall. And we decided to walk back in towards the indoor portion where our parking garage was attached. So we were going to get the car. And as we are kind of like coming to the intersection to get to that portion of the mall, there's police there saying, "Guys, you got to go back the other way. You know, you can't come through here. Just go to the back exit." So,
but they don't say why, right, Kevin? They just say you got to go the other way, but they don't give you any reason.
Exactly. So, and it was at this point where I was looking around at the people that were around there, and you see people, like, kind of hugging each other and crying. And at that point, I kind of thought maybe somebody had, like, I don't know, taken their own life.
Oh, yeah.
There was an accident of some sort. So I didn't really assume, you know, an active shooter situation or anything like that. So we decided to, you know, follow the police's orders and head back in towards the other direction. And as we're doing that, there's an Apple store with the doors wide open, like a staff member holding the door wide open, and he's got like a look of panic on his face. So finally, we're starting to get freaked out, so we go up to the Apple store guy and ask him, like, "Hey, can you tell us what's going on? Like, this is kind of freaky, blah, blah, blah." And he tells us, "I don't know what's going on, but we're being instructed to seek shelter."
Oh, no.
God,
almost verbatim.
Yeah, well, that's your worst nightmare to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gave me, like, chills. It still gives me chills. And I'm still kind of, like, unpacking all the details. It all happened super quickly.
Sure.
But, we shuffle into the Apple store. And the second we get into the Apple store, it was the most bizarre thing. One thing that really stands out to me was just the energy in the air just took a 180. Like, it was really casual. There was kids running around having a good time. And the next thing you know, it was just, like, a feeling of, like, panic. So we get into this Apple store. And the staff is just on edge. You can tell everybody starts like shuffling to the back, and we don't even still to this point know exactly what's going on, but we see people taking shelter behind like desks and counters. So we go back and do the same thing. And in retrospect, the Apple store was probably not the best place to go.
No, it's too open.
Yeah, it's 20 feet tall windows and that's the entire front. So if it was an active shooter situation, the guy could have just looked in. But anyway, so I'm looking out the window while huddled behind this desk, Sarah and I, and she remembers there being like a stroller right by us and, you know, just women and children. It was, I still don't like talking about it too much. But
now, Kevin, anyway, nobody at the Apple store instructed you to seek cover. Everybody just did that on their own, right?
Yeah. From what I remember, it was just people were freaking out and starting to take cover. So at this point, I think we kind of, you know, realized that it must have been some sort of shooter situation or something like that, just from the reaction of everybody.
But did you hear shots at any point?
I did not.
No.
But as I'm looking out the window, like the front window, and we're towards the back of the store, but I'm like looking out just to kind of get a feel of what's going on. At this point, I see a group of probably 20 people just sprint in front of the store, like sprinting away from something. And then the entire store just like freaks out. There was like shrieks inside the store, and everybody starts rushing to the back of the store. There was like an employee exit kind of where you could go to the back room, like the back tunnel system and all that. So, you know, instinctively, Sarah, I get up and just book it to that back exit. She had the wherewithal to actually get down and army crawl under a table while everybody else was up and running, which, you know, that's kind of brave of her. So I followed suit and army crawled underneath the table, and we get to the back exit. And, you know, it's only one door, so there was a bit of a traffic jam, and people were getting shoved over. There was a woman getting trampled on. Sarah thinks it was she had a walker. I thought it was like a folding chair. I couldn't really tell. But we finally worked our way through there, and we're just running, and we don't really even know where we're in the back tunnel system of this mall complex. And finally, we find, like, a loading dock area, and we get out, and I'm like, and, you know, we're freaked out at this point, so I'm afraid to even, like, turn corners for what I might see or who I might see. I fully expected to see, like, a guy with an assault rifle, just honestly.
Because you don't know what to expect. You just, you hear, and you see a panic, and right away your mind goes that this could be the end.
Right.
There's no other way to think at this point these days.
Exactly. And that's what it is. You know, we're so conditioned now to you know, you're hearing these stories all the time that happen, so it's just our mind immediately went there, like, okay, there's somebody wielding an assault rifle on this mall campus, I guess you could call it. But yeah, so we ended up getting far enough away. We were a few blocks away from the complex, and we like just kind of sucked shelter in this coffee shop and just kind of hung out, and I'm like perusing Twitter and trying to find out what the heck's going on, and I just keep seeing, you know, on Twitter, active shooter situation. What turned out to be the case was there was a smash and grab attempt in a jewelry store in the mall, and it was the security guard that actually opened fire, which I can't even fathom why he would think that would be okay.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like protocol that a security guard would shoot into a crowded mall of people. That seems crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if he still has a job. Like, I've not heard any details about what's come of the security guard, but I do know they caught one of the guys in the smash and grab. The other two got away. So there were two guys on foot, you know, somewhere on the complex. But yeah, it was just, you know, it was a moment of pure chaos. And it's kind of freaky that people, we walk around with a thin layer of calm about us. But in these situations, all of a sudden we become animals, you know.
Kevin, well, that's true. You know, worrying about yourself and your loved one with you.
Yeah.
I mean, that
happened. Yeah. I bet that's actually what I was going to say next is I bet that made the situation even worse. If you're there on your own, you say, well, this is a horrible situation I'm in. How do I get out? But when your wife is with you, it becomes even worse.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And I actually did lose her for a second. Like in the shuffle of trying to get through that hallway with people getting trampled, I looked down for a second so as to not, you know, step on somebody's face.
Right.
And I look up and she's just gone. And she had just, like, turned the corner. I was able to link back up with her. But there was a woman that we were kind of running out of the building with, and she was panicking. She got separated from her family. She lost her purse. Poor Sarah, she's got, like, bruises on her knees and shins now. I think she tripped in the process and, you know, banged herself up a little bit. But, yeah, it was – I don't wish that upon anybody. I mean, and, you know, I made a little Facebook post about it, but people are so quick to judge in these situations about, you know, what people should have done, and you almost politicize the thing. But, you know, without having lived anything like that, and I never wanted to live anything like that again, you can't really – you know what goes on in those scenarios.
And you also mentioned on your Facebook post, it's like you can't even imagine being a student in a school or a worker in an office building when an active shooter comes by. Because, I mean, the terror you guys must have experienced, imagine a kid being at school, you know? I can't even imagine it.
And that's what I meant, too, is, you know, a lot of times these schools, like when you're in a classroom, you have one door in and out. We were lucky enough to have a back exit that we could, you know, evacuate through. But, I mean, I know I was on Twitter, like I said, and I'm seeing people trapped in, like, fitting rooms in you know, Forever 21 or something like that. People, like, tucked in kitchens of these restaurants. It's just, you know, we got lucky. We were able to flee. But, you know, some of these people were holed up probably for a couple hours.
Why don't you move back here? Come on.
Yeah, this should be a sign, Kevin. Move back.
Although, really, like, Chicago's safer? I don't think so. You're better off out there.
Also, I know Kevin well enough, Wendy, that he will not rest until these other two smash and grabbers are brought to justice. Are you working on that case now, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm putting together my Cape Crusader scene.
Good.
I feel like I have to look good first, look the part first,
yes.
And I can go track him down. Yes.
I think it's OJ and Carrot Top. Those are my...
Those are the guys? OJ and...
So be looking for them. Right.
Find them, Kevin. Find those guys. Wow.
We're glad you're okay. I mean, it really is scary. And, you know, knock on Formica, I don't want to ever be in that situation. I can't even imagine. I can't.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm generally pretty calm, cool, and collected, but it was, you know, a panic moment, and you're not even thinking in that situation. You're just reacting and going. You know, it's terrifying, honestly.
Any thoughts of, wow, this might be the end, I should really call the people I love and Wendy and just say my quick goodbyes? Did you think about that at all?
Not in the moment, really. Not until we got to the coffee shop. When we got to that coffee shop, I was able to, like, stop for a second, and I called my mom. She called her mom. But, like, yeah, people were on Twitter and, like, on Snapchat and stuff, sending videos out. Like, my instinct was not to grab my phone. You
right.
know, it was to get out and find shelter first.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, there was no, like, maybe if I had seen a person with a gun, maybe then it would have been something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
In the moment, it was just, you know, fight or flight.
Really scary. So, sorry you had to go through that.
It's okay, and worst of all, I never even got my shoes.
Now that's the bad part.
Bill will send you a
I'll
gift
send you
certificate.
Some shoes. We'll get you some shoes, Kevin.
No, don't send him yours.
No? All right.
Tell me what white shoes you're looking for, like white dress shoes or white gym shoes?
No, just like white sneakers, like, you know, like some Vans or, you know.
I can help you out with that.
Okay,
I'll put a package together.
Bill has those white Reebok high tops that the Hooters girls wear, if
yeah.
you like those.
Yeah.
They're in the back of his closet.
And Kevin, always have a little container of white out in case you get any scuffs. You can just clean them up really quickly.
Oh,
makes them look
see,
nice.
You guys know I'm pretty klutzy, so that was a concern of mine. How
yeah.
These white kicks clean. So that's
well, Grandpa cool. helped you out by
yeah,
telling you to bring
you.
The liquid paper.
Right.
White out, yeah.
I'm here for you. Kevin, we're glad it ended well. Boy, I read your story late last night, and I thought to myself, that would have been one of the most scary things ever, so I'm glad you got through it all right.
And no one was injured, correct? No one was injured, from
well,
my understanding.
It's my understanding they've reported no injuries, but like I said, there were people getting trampled, so I don't
yeah.
know what...
No life-threatening injuries, I guess, would be safe to say.
Right, exactly.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
We did not get it much in the news. I saw your post on Facebook, and mm-hmm. then I had to actually Google Glendale, California to see what happened. So I'm sure it was
yeah.
all over the place where you were.
Well, in the moment, it took a while for anything to even come through on Twitter. And that's usually, like, in a moment like that, like, I've learned from, you know, working at WGN to jump on Twitter to find the most quick response stuff. But even it took a while, honestly. I don't know
how do you explain that? That doesn't make sense. It seems so instantaneous usually.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the police presence was there very quickly. But, yeah, I mean, as far as news reports, I wasn't seeing much until later in the day.
I'm anxious to read up on this and find out what happens to the security guard. Listen, I know
right.
he's there to do his job, but
right.
you don't shoot into a mall with people there.
Right.
I mean,
right,
unless
right.
you have a clear shot, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I'm anxious to find out.
Yeah, I mean, I've got retail experience, and I was always told, like, in an event like that, just let them go, you know, and then contact the authorities. Don't cause a scene like that.
Right.
And I think I read somewhere that these people who did the smash and grab, the three people were unarmed. I thought I read that somewhere.
Yeah, that might be accurate. I don't know for sure.
So again, Wendy, it's O.J. Simpson, Carrot Top.
Those are the two that are on the loose. I don't
know. You don't know who the other one
was. I don't know.
Was.
He was just a guy who needed some assistance
yeah.
and asked O.J. and Carrot Top
wow.
to help him out.
That's crazy.
Nothing better to do, I guess.
Well, Kevin, it's good to hear you again. We hope for better days ahead. And I'm starting a website of just dangerous moments that you've had. So if you want to check that website out, it should be ready by later today.
All right, thanks.
All right.
I'll check it out. Thanks, Bill.
All right, be careful out there.
Take care of yourself, Kev. Say hi to Sarah.
All right.
All right.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye.
How scary.
I can't imagine.
That's so frightening.
I really can't. I mean, you know, both of our moms have passed away, and when my mom died, I'm like, you know, I'm just happy she died without having any kind of gun violence happen against her. Seriously, it's like, how scary is that?
Years ago, do I have time to say this here, or should we wait until after the news? All right. Late at night, I was doing stand-up at the time, and I was driving back to the apartment I lived in with Terry at the time, and I needed something to drink. I needed some juice, and I was in an area that's not the best part of town, a little dicey. And I go in, and did you ever go into a place where everyone you see, now keep in mind it's late, it's like 1 a.m. anyway, did you ever go into a place where everyone you see, you say to yourself, these people have all either recently committed crimes, they're about to commit a crime, they just have an air about them where you go, this is a dangerous crowd I've just walked into.
I have never,
You've never been in that? I've had it happen a couple times, but this time in particular, everyone in that building just looked potentially dangerous to me, you know? They just had this look like, you want trouble? Because I'm here for you. If you're looking for trouble, you have found it, you know? Everybody. So I'm in there, and I go to the back of the store to where the refrigerated beverages are, and I'm looking through, and I'm looking through, and then I hear this from the front. This is like 40 seconds after I go into the store. You see the gun, right? You see the gun, because this gun will talk. Do you want the gun to talk? Because I'll make the gun talk. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear the gun?
Oh, my God.
What is this? And I start to walk back to the front of the store, and then I say, well, that's not going to work.
That's stupid.
That's where all this is coming from. Then I hear more yelling. I hear somebody else going, I've got it right on you. I have it aimed right at you, right? That's all I hear. So then I say to myself, I have to get out of the store, and obviously not through the front. So I start going like around back where the coolers are, and that door's locked. I can't get in there. So I'm trying to figure out, and there's more arguing coming from the front of the store.
Oh, my God.
Well, what it ended up being was somebody did come in and start to try to rob the store, and he hit a button, and the cops were there within a minute. The cops were there instantly. So two cops had their guns on the guy that was trying to rob the store, and they were talking him into putting his gun down.
Oh, they were the ones saying, do you want... Oh,
yeah, but I didn't know that. I just heard guys yelling that.
Still, I'm sorry. Even if there are two officers in there, what if the bad guy runs in front of you and they go to shoot him?
Right, and Well, like the whole time this is happening, I kept thinking, this is not the way I want to go out. I don't want to go out,
Getting juice. What a terrible story.
I know.
Well, I went out, a lot of people say I went to get smokes and never came back. Bill Left's story. I went to get some juice.
Some Tropicana and never came back. And I wanted to yell that up there. I don't want to die just getting some juice.
I could have had a V8.
You should have said that. I needed help with that. I didn't know. Wendy, we're going to take a break, and then David Miranda will come by, as you requested, and give us the news. That's coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I'm sick of Judy.
I don't know how to do the
You need a big sign-off.
Oh,
and
yeah?
That's the news. Like, you need some kind of...
All right, something powerful?
Yeah, something huge.
Impacting?
That's the way it is, like that.
This is the news on WGN.
That's good.
That's
like
perfect.
The sound of that. That sounds nice. Strong.
Or
yeah.
You could always, throw Judy a bone and say, in for Judy Pilak. Yeah.
That's
David
partying.
Miranda.
Yes.
That's throwing a party.
Well, there's a big... Kim Gordon, they had
a surprise. Is the surprise over?
Yes.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah. It happened at 12:30.
She is going to become a grandmother soon. Kim Gordon is.
Actually,
so they did a surprise grandmother shower for her.
Yes, it's her first grandchild. So we all pitched in and we bought her a playpen.
For the baby or for Kim?
Kim could fit in it. She's not that big.
She's very small. She could have some fun in there.
Yes. So she doesn't want to be called Grandma, not Glamma.
She's going
to
go with
Kiki, K-I-K-I.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Kim, Kiki.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. Now, you said Glamma, which is an interesting one.
Yes.
So that's the combination, of course, of grandmother and glamorous.
Mama. Grandma.
Why, is that what you called your grandma, Glamma?
No, I have some friends. Actually, I have a friend. She's only 42, and she became a grandma.
Oh.
So I said, you know what? You'll be a glamour because she's always partying and she's always out on the bow and dressing very sexy. You would never think she was a grandma.
Right.
So the story repeated.
My grandma was pretty sexy. Not a lot of house coats in our grandma years.
Well, the grandmother that we have in our minds, although sometimes still exists,
is Vicki Lawrence and Mama's Family, pretty much. That's what I envision a grandma to be.
I think of Grandma Walton. Ellen Corby.
Your grandma had a shotgun?
Yeah, my grandmother always carried a rifle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's very, not so much.
Talk about putting order.
She was crabby, Grandma Walton.
Grandma Walton was a little bit crabby.
Your grandma was crabby?
No, no.
Well, mine was at times.
Well, there's always, to your older generation, there's always a slight element. They look around them and they say, we didn't have these luxuries like you kids today, you know?
Yeah, but Kim probably had a lot of the luxuries.
Kim might have. Kiki. I call her Kiki.
Oh, yeah.
I can't picture her as a grandmother.
I can't either.
Hard to imagine.
I swear to God, I thought she was like 35 years old.
Yeah. I'll never forget the day.
She does look like it.
I hadn't been working here long, and I was doing a weekend shift here, and she was the news person, and she mentioned her kids, and I said, oh, how...
In
my head, I thought they were six. Oh, how old are the little fellas? One is 24 and the other is 21. What?
I told her the same thing when she told me about that. You're like, your children are my age.
How can that be?
Yeah. When I first joined here, guys. So congratulations, Kim Gordon.
Yeah. AKA
Kiki.
Kiki. Yeah.
That's adorable. Yeah. What do you want to be called when you're a grandpa?
Bill.
That's
he's
it?
He's not even kidding.
I just want Bill.
Papa That's, Bill?
No.
Nothing cutesy. Just Bill.
Just Bill.
When
How about BB?
BB.
Well, instead of Kiki for Kim, BB for Bill.
No, maybe. I think I'd just go with Bill. When I married into my wife's family, all of a sudden I had nieces and nephews immediately, right? Because she
Uncle Bill.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be that because it sounded too much like Buffy and Jody on Family Affair. So I said, let's just Bill is fine. I'm okay with Bill, you know. And in our family, hardly anyone calls any of their aunts or uncles aunt whatever or uncle whatever. It's just their name, and I like it that way.
You know what though? For us, from the Mexican community, it'd be an insult if you don't say Tio
right,
Bill.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You have to have that as part of it.
Uncles would be like, yeah. Even though there's always a younger aunt, they're like, oh, just call me by.
Oh, name. Interesting. Cool.
But if grandma or the older uncles and aunts would hear that, it'd be like. Boom, they call it Coscorro when they give you a...
Yeah, it's like, in the head. You get a pop in the head.
Yes.
If you don't say T-O or T-O.
My nieces and nephews are in their 30s, and they still call me Auntie Wendy. Auntie.
And you like that.
Yeah, my
okay
sister like does not like to be Auntie Betsy, so when she signs cards and stuff, it's just Betsy.
Interesting.
But they still call her Auntie Betsy, but she's trying to say, hey, you don't have to.
Yeah, you're old
but
enough
it
now.
Shows respect that, you know, I had Auntie Mary who had been on our radio show. Well, I think when I worked with Tony Fitzpatrick, she told a dirty joke. I had to dump her when we were at the Loop.
Wow.
And she was in her 90s, and I or 80s at least, and I called her Auntie Mary always.
It just seemed right.
Yeah. You'd think as I got older, I'd say Aunt Mary, but no, it was always Auntie.
I think with all of my aunts and uncles, they were all referred to as aunt whatever and uncle whatever. But the next generation that came up, I can't think of any of my nieces or nephews that call me Uncle Bill. It's always just Bill.
And do they say Aunt Terry? For your wife?
He doesn't pay attention.
God, no, I'm how trying does he to, not know this?
I'm trying to think if anyone does. I know most of them just say Terry. Two of them. Yeah, two of them. No, not TT.
TT, BB, and means, Kiki.
I think TT means you have to go to the bathroom.
Yes, with this, with Kim, right? Sure, why not? Juju, Kiki, BB.
Right. A lot
I'd
of
be
times,
wee-wee.
Yeah, you would be wee-wee. Is that what you want?
I don't want your image with that way.
I don't think you want that. So a lot of times, parents are, or grandparents, I guess, are called whatever they're called because as children, somebody can't pronounce their names properly, right?
Yes, my grandparents were, it should have been Nonna and Nonno, because that's what
that's
in Italian.
Yeah.
And my cousin Susie couldn't say it, so she said Nina and Nino, and that stuck.
That's not terrible, though.
My Auntie Mary, who I brought up, who we've spoken about before, her grandma name was Gog. And it's
Gog.
First Gaga? Of all, no, I think that's what it was from, you know, instead of my, I think it might have been my cousin Michelle who couldn't say grandma, so she just went, I don't know.
Was she being strangled?
I
at the
don't
time?
Know. But the weirdest thing is how they spelled it. It was G-A-A-G.
Oh, it's almost like a Norwegian spelling or
but
something.
But we're Italian. It's Gog.
sometimes kids tend to imitate the person, because if the grandmother was doing like that facial expression,
yeah.
I don't know if she had dentures, because I have in the family, we have somebody that had a stroke, and oh. he has to be moving his arm. So the little child, when he refers to that uncle, he's like, my uncle. So he starts
around.
Moving his hand, because he does his own therapy. He starts moving his own
oh,
arm.
Oh, so interesting.
With the mouth, with the gaga.
No, she didn't have dentures.
Oh, okay, or something.
I have no idea.
She wasn't choking on a piece of food or something when she was saying
But
that?
They've all called her Gog, and it was just, it would crack me up, because we would say, this is not really the best name, and she's the best woman.
It sounds like a villain from Thor, doesn't it? Where's Grandma? She's out fighting Thor. Oh, no.
What were your grandparents?
Horrible. Well, whatever we call them was dictated by my mom and dad, and I don't know if there were private discussions, but my mom's father was referred to as Papa, because she's from Slovenia, and that was commonplace for a grandfather. They were referred to as Papa. But then my other grandfather was Papa Charlie. He was from Italy. So that sounds very Italian, doesn't it? Papa Charlie? It sounds like a restaurant you'd go to.
Yeah, pizza place.
He went to Papa Charlie's. Yeah, that's how it should have been said that way. Yeah.
We are Papa. Jim's dad, my parents aren't around, so my kids call Jim's parents Papa and Grandma.
It's almost strange that they don't, it's not like Papa and Mama or Grandma and Grandpa.
He didn't want to be called, Jim's dad did not want to be called Grandpa. He just, it sounds old.
It sounds so old.
Is that way, maybe that's why Kim doesn't want to be called Grandpa?
I think it is.
I'm sure that is.
I'm sure of it.
So we're like, you know, you can pick, you know, we were throwing some names out there. How about Papa?
Yeah.
He liked that. Although, there was one time recently that he signed a card, Grandma and Grandfather, or Grandma and Grandpa, and it's like, you're not Grandpa. You had the chance. You're not Grandpa.
Maybe it was just an emotional moment.
I don't know. And my mother made my kids, my brother's kids, call her Grandmother.
Oh, that's very formal.
And she would correct them, like if they said Grandma, because their other side of the family was Grandma.
How would she handle that? What would she say?
They'd say, hey, Grandma, and she goes, it's Grandmother.
Oh, wow.
And they, you know, to this day when they talk about my mom, they talk about Grandmother. Wow. That's just what she wanted.
Well, I guess if that's
because you didn't want to be Grandma Elaine and Grandma Joe, she just wanted to be Grandma and Grandmother, two different names.
So now when you're picking your child's name or your grandchild's name, you should start thinking about how are we going to call the grandparents.
Uh-huh,
too.
Right.
We got to get
that's
this
just
straight.
As important.
Like a little contract or something. Violate it, you're done.
Right. You must say it a certain way. Do you want to go with Grandma Wendy?
No.
Because Wendy is a fairly newer name. Like, there's some names that lend itself to being paired off with Grandma, but Wendy sounds too young to sound.
Thank you, Bill.
Don't you think?
I'd probably stick with the Nonna.
Nonna.
Because that's Grandma in Italian.
Yeah.
And then Jim's Irish, so he could be
Lepra Gramp.
There you go.
You know what? He's going to like that.
Yeah, see if that one flies. Grandpa Billy sounds like a character from some weird musical from the 50s.
And he sounds drunk. Got to be honest.
Yeah, Grandpa Billy always sounds drunk. I just want to go with Bill. I'm fine. If my grandkids just refer to me as Bill, I'll be pleased.
But see, now your kids may want to have them call you a particular name. Better start thinking about that. I know you're years away, but.
Oh, please. I hope so.
Yeah, I know.
Way
I'm
down the line.
I'm not in a hurry to be
a
grandparent.
How old is your oldest?
Both of them are 21. Both of my daughters are 21. So, although it's possible, it would not go over well if this news were broken anytime soon. So, way in the future, David. Way in the future.
10 more years.
When Kiki is a great grandmother.
Will she be Gigi Kiki then?
Gigi Kiki. I guess so. Yeah.
Great grandmother Kim.
Yeah.
Gigi
I think
Kiki.
So. Yeah.
I like Gigi. It has nothing to do with
no,
my name.
That's right.
But
right.
I could pick something.
Yeah, that's fine.
Raquel.
That's fine. Oh, yeah, go with that.
Grandma Raquel.
Again, does that sound right?
No.
That doesn't sound good at all. There's been some Bill Cosby news, Wendy.
Uh-oh. Thank you, David. We appreciate
thank you, David.
Talk to the party now.
Job.
All right, enjoy yourself.
Say hi to Kiki.
Easy on the punch.
Right.
Go easy on the punch.
God, I miss punch. Don't you love punch?
It's pink punch.
Oh, is it pink punch?
It's going to be a girl.
Could you bring Wendy some pink punch?
No, that's okay. I don't.
Bring what?
Wendy would like a schooner of your finest pink punch, please.
Is it spiked?
Hey, it's spiked.
I plead the fifth.
Oh. That'll be my name as a grandma, Pink Punch.
Pink Punch. I like it. All right, so Lisa Bonet, who played Denise Huxtable I always want to say the oldest, but she was the second oldest.
No.
Shia LaBeouf was the oldest.
I was just going to say that. It was Sabrina LaBeouf.
Right.
I was totally 100% going to say that. And I was trying to think of her name.
What was her character's name? Something Huxtable, obviously.
You don't let me use the Googler.
No, go ahead. In this instance.
All right, there was Denise and Michelle?
No, there was no Michelle Huxtable. Theo, of course.
Yeah.
Rudy. Who was the other sister? There was another sister. Well, there were two.
Sandra.
Sandra was the oldest one.
Theo was Theodore?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and can I say this? As a huge former fan of The Cosby Show, Cliff Huxtable, sometimes they said it was short for Clifford, and other times they said it was short for Heathcliff.
I only remember that.
They went back and forth. I don't know why no one caught that but me.
I only heard Heathcliff. I never heard Clifford.
There was once or twice where they said he had to say his name formally, and he said Clifford Huxtable. So it was both. All right.
Vanessa, you forgot Vanessa.
Vanessa was the one.
No,
the great Tempest Bledsoe.
Right.
Some of her finest work on The Cosby Show.
You're weird.
All right, so now Lisa Bonet is saying that Bill Cosby gave off what she calls sinister energy. Is that a compliment?
She's a little out there.
Well, I started to tell you this Friday, and I don't remember why I started to tell you this. But
because off the air, we got the alert that Lisa Bonet is speaking. So you were telling me off the air.
That's why.
Yep.
That's why. They got into a huge fight, Bill Cosby and Lisa Bonet did, because she did a movie called Angel Heart, and she had to be topless for a scene.
Yep, full frontal.
Bill Cosby was not pleased with this and said that it made her look bad, it made the show look bad.
But in essence, who really made anybody look bad?
I think stepping back now, we would say Bill Cosby might have been the one that made things look bad. I think.
I agree with you. So they had a little falling out.
They had a huge falling out.
And she was fired because of that?
Yeah. I don't know if they ever said formally that she was fired. I think they said that she was away.
At college.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I don't think, like, any time they've ever did anything where they reunited or anything. And even in the last episode, she didn't come back.
Well, she went on to do A Different World, right? So she didn't need Bill Cosby anymore.
Well, A Different World was still under his production company. So that's weird, you know?
Cause well, he just didn't want to be associated with her on the show anymore,
I guess so. Yeah,
remember
guess so.
Elvin?
Yeah. Yep. Elvin has left the building.
Yes.
Lisa Bonet has broken her silence about her former TV father, Bill Cosby, saying she isn't surprised that he's facing sexual misconduct allegations and claiming he gave off what she calls sinister energy. Have you ever heard anyone ever described as giving off sinister energy?
No, my pretty. I haven't.
Right.
I haven't.
That's the kind of thing a Disney witch or a Wizard of Oz character, yeah, they would give off a sinister energy. Not at the time America's favorite TV dad.
No.
That's crazy. In an interview with NET-A-PORTER, Bonet says that she wasn't aware of any inappropriate behavior by Bill Cosby on The Cosby Show. And A Different World, though she sensed darkness. There was
easy
just,
to say now.
I wonder why she didn't say this a year ago, 2 years ago. Why is this just coming to the forefront now? What did she have?
Her husband Jason Momoa said, "You got to."
That's
do it.
Why
you got to come forward.
She married Aquaman.
Lenny Kravitz didn't care. Keep it under your hat. That's a great hat. Can I borrow it? That was their little.
That was a nice exchange.
Right.
How about that spectrum of guy interest? You like
she
Lenny Kravitz
taste.
And you like Aquaman.
That's pretty kick. And she was 20 years old when she eloped with Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, wow.
And then daughter Zoe is in HBO's Big Little Lies. And now she's married
that's
to...
That's her daughter. I forgot about that.
Fellow actor Jason Momoa. She went on to have two children with him. And she's...
I would name my daughter Mimosa Momoa. Wouldn't that be a pretty name, Mimosa Momoa? That way you could never be drunk, because if you were, you wouldn't be able to pronounce your child's name. You'd always have to keep fairly clean.
Why don't you let that brain of yours cool down a little bit?
You know who reminds me of, like, the new generation's Lisa Bonet?
Who? Because she was really super hip and cool.
Oh, I think so, too. The girl who plays Beth on This Is Us gives me kind of a vibe of Lisa Bonet.
Oh, yeah, but not as hip and trendy.
No, you don't think so?
No, because Lisa Bonet was like a grateful... She was like a deadhead meets a hippie. She was super cool. She might have had a nose ring while on The Cosby
See,
Show.
See, I can't remember. I don't think she did... I think she did in private life, but I don't think her character did. Did
she? But she had funky clothes. Yeah. I mean, that was when A Different World came out. I mean, I used to try and emulate her wardrobe. It was really cool and
unique. Yeah, she dressed
well.
Yeah.
It didn't look good on me. I looked stupid. I really did. I looked like Homer Simpson when he wore the muumuu. It just didn't work for me.
That's Mimosa's other kid name, Muumuu. Muumuu Mimosa. Muumuu and Mimosa Momoa. Those are perfect names for their kids. One other quick show business note. Oh, we have Pink Punch coming in. Thank you, David Miranda. Now, is there anything in there that's dangerous?
I can't talk after this. It's not my fault.
What's in this? No, is it just punch? All right.
You don't get it.
That's pretty good.
Pink punch.
One other
Oh, my God, do I love punch.
Isn't that good?
I love punch.
You should have a punch machine. Why do we have a punch machine?
I think once a week someone has to make punch.
Mm.
God,
I like that there's like sangria fruit floating in it. That's pretty good. All right. The other quick show business note, as long as we're talking about Bill Cosby.
Oh, I got a piece of plastic in mine.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have plastic, just strawberries. Oh, man. David Miranda told me he was going to put something in your punch. I didn't think it was plastic.
Oh, my God. Now I can't finish the rest of it.
I'm done, too, then.
Yeah. I'm taking a picture of it. Just to ruin her.
I'm not trying to one-up you, Wendy, but I'm looking in mine, and there's a squirrel in mine.
a
pink squirrel.
I just want you to know I tried to chew this because I thought it was fruit.
No,
I thought it was
plastic. Plastics, Benjamin. Plastics.
What could that be from? You won't eat my food.
Right.
Oh, you know what it is?
It's pulp.
Yeah, from an orange.
Right. It's not plastic. You can eat it. And you are eating it. You're very trusting.
No, because I
went. This might be dangerous. I better chew on it and see.
Plastic wouldn't come apart so easily.
Yeah.
And it is very citrusy. All right. I take it back. It tasted like the in-between portion of an orange.
Yeah. That's what it is. You're fine. Drink it up.
There's a razor blade in it now.
You're turning a weird color. That's not good. We don't have time to delve into the story, but Michael Caine says he will never work with Woody Allen again.
Well, that's not fair that you just bring it up like that.
There's no time, unless they want to cover this on Sports Central. Let's see if they will. Maybe I can sell this.
You can't do it in three sentences?
No, that's it. Michael Caine is just not happy with Woody Allen and says that their working relationship is over. He worked with him most notably on Hannah and Her Sisters.
Oh, that's right.
I think he was nominated for an Academy Award for his role in that, I think. I'm pretty sure.
So is there anyone that will work with Woody Allen now?
Yeah. Diane Keaton says... Alec Baldwin and Diane Keaton are the two that are standing by. So all the new Woody Allen movies will just have Diane Keaton and Alec Baldwin, nobody else. It'll just be the two of them. They'll just do love letters over and over and over. That's all that's left. All right, we'll find out what's coming up on Sports Central. That's a moment away. Enjoy your punch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.